dunk mpa ah. Wop snap.
This is the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance. My guests are vocalist Kendra Shank and guitarist John Stowell. They're performing this evening at Live at the Falcon, located at Marlboro, New York. The show starts at 7 p.m.
I'd like to thank you both for joining us this morning at WGXC.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, Cheryl.
Vocalist Kendra Shank and guitarist John Stowell will be performing this evening live at the Falcon, which is located in Marlboro, New York. And they are celebrating their new release called New York Conversations. I'd like to ask the both of you, how's the reception been on this release of the two of you with the addition of electronics?
Look, it's been wonderful. It's been surprisingly. We didn't know. This music is a little bit of a departure from what I usually do in my recordings, and it's been wonderful to do and an exciting project to work on. But I had no idea how my listeners would respond to it, and they love it. So it's been very satisfying that people are enjoying what we're doing here. John, did you want to say something?
Yeah, only that I think live people especially like seeing Kendra in the moment creating some of these effects, although some of the tunes are more conventional readings of standards, our versions of standards, so not every song is full of electronics and experimentation. It's, what we're doing is pretty eclectic, Cheryl. Some of it is bossa novas and Great American Songbook, but then it kind of moves a little left of center with some originals of mine that Kendra either sings wordlessly or has written lyrics to. And then some of the things are completely free improvisations, where she will start with this loop station, and she can tell you about that, and essentially creates these layers of sound that are a tapestry we then react to in the moment, and she demonstrates all that to the audience, and I think that's one of the reasons they find this accessible and fun to listen to, and they kind of go along with us on our little journeys.
And what's been fun, too, is on the road, we just got back from a 12-city tour on the West Coast, playing in Washington, Oregon, and California, all from top to bottom and all the way back up again. And what's been fun is that because of the pieces that we do improvise in the moment, of course, they're different every night. They're different. The ones on the album will never happen again. They were improvised. And the ones that we do at each concert will never happen again. Each one is unique because it's completely improvised in the moment. So what started happening was, because we were taking these long drives to get to the next city and to play the next gig, we would meet people or see landscapes or have experiences during our travels that would then come out in the spontaneous storytelling that I would do on the stage that night, and people kind of got a kick out of that. Or sometimes there would be a story about someone we met at the concert or someone I saw in the audience or something I observed in the room. And it just makes the listeners feel, one, very, very included in the process, and two, excited to see something that's being created right there in the moment.
When did you plug in as a vocalist? Have you always used electronics?
No, I haven't. This is relatively new. I guess the first time I first started experimenting with them, maybe 8 years ago now, I think, or six years ago. I actually bought the looper first as a practice tool. For those who don't know what a looper is, I plug my microphone into it, and it enables me to record a phrase that I'm singing and then have that phrase play back repeatedly in a loop. That's why it's called a looper. And then I can add more phrases and more layers and create a whole sonic sort of collage or environment over which John can solo or I can solo. I can take parts in and out. It's kind of like I'm multitracking live in the moment in real time, where I'm both the performer and the engineer, and I can manipulate it as I go. So we create these improvised pieces. Well, I first bought that device just as a practice tool, because I was practicing, I was learning about circle singing and group improvisation in an a cappella vocal workshop. And I wanted to practice the skills that I was being taught. And if you're only one person, usually we do this in a group of singers, but I wanted to be able to practice it at home. So I bought the looper so that I could be multiple singers at a time. And I never intended to or expected to perform with this. It was just a practice tool. But the more I used it and the more familiar with it I got and started exploring all the different things it could do, I just started having a lot of fun with it, and all kinds of ideas started coming out, and ways of improvising with it started to develop, until eventually I decided to actually take it out in public and see what would happen.
John, are you more comfortable plugged or unplugged, or does it really matter on the situation you're playing in?
Well, in the studio, Cheryl, I used two acoustic guitars, actually, one of which is an old Martin that Kendra has owned since high school. It's a great old guitar that's now 70 years old. And I don't normally perform with acoustic instruments, but in the studio, you have a more controlled environment with microphones. I've got a pretty light touch with my right hand, so for me to play an acoustic guitar live can be a little problematic, although we did use that guitar in Brooklyn on Sunday night. But generally, I'm playing electric when I'm performing live, but the studio is another environment, so we used an acoustic nylon and an acoustic steel string in addition to some other instruments for the recording. And when we're out west, I typically take along 3-4 guitars, all of which are different. I've got a fretless guitar that I tune lower and a nylon and a steel string. But when I'm flying, I just take this kind of special travel instrument that sort of looks like a shovel. It's headless with the tuners at the other end of the body. But it's a real instrument, and it does have a good sound. And I'll occasionally try to borrow a second guitar if I'm on the East Coast just to give our sound a little bit more variety. So, you know, the studio and the live environments are a little different for me.
I'm speaking with vocalist Kendra Shank and guitarist John Stowell. They're performing this evening live at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. The show starts at 7 o'clock, and they are celebrating their new release, New York Conversations. How did your two-decade musical relationship come about?
Well, I first met John when I was just at the beginning of my jazz journey. I was transitioning from being a solo performer with guitar. I was singer-songwriter solo with guitar, doing folk music, country, and all kinds of different acoustic music. And I was just starting to get into jazz. I was studying with Jay Clayton in in Seattle, Washington, where I was living at the time. And and John, who lives in Portland, Oregon, had asked my then boyfriend drummer asked him to come down and play a gig, and I tagged along, and that's how we met. John was just very inclusive and gracious and friendly, and he's a prince of a person. I'll embarrass him now by just saying this.
Gosh.
And he invited me to sit in and sing a song, and I was pretty green, you know, but I sang a few standards with him, and he was just very encouraging, and he became sort of a mentor, and he started coming up to Seattle to do gigs with me, and I would go down to Portland to do gigs with him, and it just developed into a collaboration that's lasted all this time.
Kendra, you spent a good amount of time with a quartet, about 14 years, and John, you've played in different ensembles. Is this the first time that you have played in a duo situation, and what is it like transitioning from being with others down to just you and me?
I've started playing duos actually in the 1970s with bassist David Friesen. We did some touring and recording then. So I've had experience in duos for a long time and some great singers, including Kendra, of course, Nancy King, who's a singer that we both like and admire, who also lives in Portland, Oregon, who does some work on the East Coast. I've got lots of duo guitar partnerships that have been recorded. I've got guys in Europe and South America and all over the States. So I like the duo setting. It's a particular conversation. And the one with Kendra is unique just because of how she approaches improvising, her sense of rhythm and harmony. We share a vocabulary, and this conversation has been ongoing now for quite a while. And then now the electronics into the mix. So this is a unique conversation. But I love the intimacy of just two people interacting. So I think we're both pretty comfortable with it, and especially our collaboration now, having had this concentrated period of work together over the last month or so.
In my case, as you said, Cheryl, I have been performing very consistently with the same quartet for 15 years now, and we recorded 3 albums together. That's with Frank Kimbrough on piano and Dean Johnson on bass and Tony Moreno on drums. And I have by no means abandoned that group in this having recorded with John. We'll of course still continue to play together, but I was sort of longing for something more intimate. I used to, when I first got into jazz, I was actually mostly playing in a duo setting. I had a couple of gigs, one with duo with guitar and one duo with piano, and that's actually where I was most comfortable starting out, because I had begun my music career as a solo artist, as I said, so I kind of was more familiar with a more sparse setting, and it was actually a transition to learn how to sing in a larger group. And then, of course, I got very accustomed to that and really loved that with the piano, bass, and drums. But it's been kind of nice to get back to the more open, intimate setting. There's a lot of freedom there when there's only two people. If you want to take a left turn or go in a different direction or suddenly go out of time or what have you, it's very easy to do when it's just two people communicating and conversing.
Yeah. Now, you both teach. With your young students, who may still be in college or just coming out of college, do you find them open to the idea of experimentation, particularly using electronics in their performance?
You know, for me, I actually haven't done any teaching with the Looper yet, except actually the first foray into that was just recently. We were in Bellingham, Washington, and we gave a workshop together, John and I together, and we were mostly working with this young students who were at sort of the beginning level, some of them intermediate, mostly working on just singing a standard, interpreting a lyric, phrasing, time feel. But then at the end of the workshop, I asked them if they would like to have a little experience creating an improvisation with the Looper. And I'd never tried this before because I haven't traveled with the Looper before. But they jumped right in. I was really amazed because most of the singers seemed fairly inexperienced and were singing very straight ahead standards, very straight down the middle. And they just jumped in. We did a circle song where each person was contributing a part, an improvised part, to create a whole piece. And they just jumped right in with great ideas that were contrapuntal and very imaginative, and was pretty impressed.
I think that musicians now, given the internet and accessibility to recordings all over the world, are pretty eclectic in their tastes and pretty open-minded. So my workshops are generally concerned more with harmonic approaches to how to improvise and how to sort of open up your ears to different sounds and ways to reharmonize a tune, learn changes, etc. So I'm not necessarily talking about experimenting per se, but I'll ask guys, who are you listening to or what do you like? And most of the guys are comfortable and fluent in a variety of styles and understand the fact that that opens up work possibilities for them. Because if you're just trying to be a jazz musician and freelance, as you know, it's a tight market out there unless you want to have a handful of very famous musicians. So everybody, I think, is aware of the fact that they have to multitask and wear a number of hats to survive. So I think for artistic and sort of pragmatic reasons, everyone is thinking about being eclectic and kind of broad in their taste.
Let's talk about the recording session itself. Were you both in the room with, just doing one take, or was it that Kendra was off in some room working her magic with the electronics as you're strumming away, or was there a barrier between you? What was the interaction for the recording of New York Conversations?
Well, we were in separate rooms just to have the separation so that we could then mix and do what we wanted in terms of the mixing. But the making of the music was live. It was all done in the moment as if we were performing on a stage, on a gig. It was just for sonic reasons that we wanted to be in separate rooms for mixing and so forth. Except with the exception of some overdubs that on guitar that John will tell you about. But all the looping, all the work with my electronics is done live. It's creating in the moment with the Looper and the various effects, electronic effects that I use, such as the octaver, which makes my voice sound one octave lower or two octaves lower or both at the same time. And then another effect I use here and there is the delay. So we were doing that. With the exception of one piece, all of the looping was done live. There was one where I had a pre-recorded, pre-prepared vocal drone. That was on the Hard Traveling Motherless Child medley. But it was just like we would play in a live concert, except John will tell you about the guitar overdubs that he added.
Yeah, we initially, Cheryl, we're not planning on making a record. I have a sort of a childhood friend that I went to a private school with in the 60s, and we'd fallen out of touch for maybe 20 years and reconnected through a mutual friend, and he has his own recording studio in New York and has become a crack engineer. He's been doing it for years, and he invited us in just for some free studio time if he had some open time on his schedule. So it was just a way to say hello, and I brought Kendra along, and the Looper was also just a last-minute decision of, hey, let's try this and see what we can come up with. So, John, even though we were not planning on making a record, put up good mics for us and suggested being in different rooms so that if I'm playing the acoustic guitar, we wouldn't have too much leakage for the voice. But Kendrick and I were able to see each other through a window. So even though it wasn't exactly like a live performance, we were absolutely trying to capture some of the spontaneity and in-the-moment feelings that we try to put over in a live performance. And after two sessions, we thought maybe this could be a record. So I then had the files emailed out to me to the West Coast. And I have an engineer out there that I use for the home studio. And I went in and overdubbed some fretless guitar and another nylon string guitar out on the West Coast. So you hear the overdubs, but I think what we tried to really do is feel like it's kind of the in-the-moment, spontaneous feeling that we're going for in a live performance. And I think that comes across, even though there's some overdubs.
So before we go any further, I'd like to let our listeners know that both of these artists have their own websites, if you would both give out your websites.
Sure. Mine is kendrashank.com, and that's spelled KendraShank.com, Kendra Shank.
And I'm johnstowell.com, which is johnstowell.com.
And both of these artists will be performing tonight live at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. For more information, you can go to their website, which is Live at the Falcon. That's all one word, liveatthefalcon.com. The show starts at 7 p.m. Kendra and John, set us up for tonight. What can we expect to hear from you two?
You want to take this, John?
Sure. Hey, if I could slip in one other quick plug.
Oh, sure.
You and your listeners probably don't know about, Cheryl. We'll have a guest joining us for at least several tunes.
Sweet.
A friend of mine who's a great saxophonist, who I met when he lived in Oregon, who is from the East Coast and lives nearby, Rob Sheps, who freelances around. He's played with people like the Village Vanguard Orchestra and various other people. He's a terrific horn player. And he'll be bringing his soprano saxophone and joining us on a couple of numbers, so I think that'll be fun. We've not actually played with Rob in this setting, although I've played a number of gigs with Rob here and out west. And he and Kendra know each other, but I don't think they've played together, so that could be another little interesting addition to the mix on at least a few numbers.
Oh, I'll say.
It's been a long time. I did play with Rob.
Did you?
Rob did play with me once many years ago when I first came to New York. I think it might have been 1992 or something, 93. But it has been a long time. It'll be fun to reconnect with him.
Yeah, I think he will be an interesting addition to the mix on at least some. We'll probably add him on some standards. So it'll be sort of in the spirit of a jam session for at least a couple of numbers. And other than that, we'll be playing some material from the record. Kendra will have the looper there. I've got four originals, two of which she's written great lyrics to. And the looper is also included in those pieces for some spontaneous improvisation after the melody is sung. We'll be doing some standards. We both love music from Brazil, so we'll do a couple of bossa novas. And then some of the free improvisations, which, as Kendra said, will be different from the record, but kind of in the spirit of being in the moment together and just creating a collage that we then interact over.
Yeah, you never know what will come out in those improvisations, so quite often I do some spontaneous storytelling. If I see someone wearing an unusual hat in the audience or just something that catches my eye, you never know. You might be included in the improvisation.
You are wild. What else would you like us to know about you two and your release and anything? Just let us know. We're getting to know you right now.
Getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
All about you.
Mm. All about you.
All about you.
Well, I'll just say, I would like to say something that sort of could have come up earlier when we were talking about the loops. I had kind of abandoned the loops in terms of trying to perform with them live. As I said, I first started using the looper as a practice tool at home, and then I tried a few things with the looper with the quartet I play with that we mentioned before, and some of it worked out okay, but I wasn't really finding a way to incorporate it into the whole sound of the band. It was working as, you know, I do a little intro and then we morph into a tune where I, you know, fade out the looper and then leave it alone, but I wasn't finding a way for the looper to be an instrument that really interacts with the whole ensemble. And it was thanks to John. I like to credit him for this, because I was about to abandon the whole thing until he invited me to that spontaneous session that turned into this album. When John Kilgore invited him over and he said, "Would you like to come along?" I said, "Sure." He said, "Bring your looper. Bring your loops." I said, "Really?" He goes, yeah, we'll play around with them." So I brought the looper in, and somehow being in the duo setting and being with John in particular, whatever, you know, however it is that we play together, took me into finding this way of incorporating the looper that into an ensemble. Well, there's only two of us, but a duo ensemble. I don't know, maybe the openness of it or the fact that there are just the two of us, and that John is so flexible, and you know, anything I play, I could sing any note, just one note, and John will harmonize it and make it sound like a composition. He's such an amazing harmonic master. And so it was that way with the looper. I could just start something, and I would take it in one direction, and then he would jump in on that and add to it, and it would evolve in another direction, and then I would go. And I found myself being able to, you know, be flexible with it and with him, and really create some pieces with it. So that's one thing I'd like to say.
Wow. John, did you know how amazing you are?
Well, as I'm sure you know, having talked to many musicians, Cheryl, we are mostly our own harshest critics, and that's how we push ourselves to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time you're thinking, oh, that could have been a little better, or, gee, this I would have done this slightly differently if something else had happened. But that's part of the creative journey that we're on together, and I think audiences like seeing us in the moment together trying to work that process out. In terms of our duo, I think we're pretty unique individually and together as a duo, so I think your audience will maybe hear some familiar tunes interpreted in a fresh way and some things they've never heard before, but if they're willing to go on a little journey with us and be open-minded, I think they will enjoy it.
You know, one thing I love about this duo is this particular chemistry we have is that we call these conversations, and the album's called New York Conversations because the conversations were recorded in New York. But what we do is very conversational. It's just like, you know, you and I talking now. It's so flowing and so in the moment. I mean, whether we're playing a standard and just, you know, in terms of the phrasing and the harmonies and so on, that's what I love about playing with John. It's so conversational, and it's just really enjoyable.
You're here.
Well, I want to thank you two for joining us here at WGXC. Vocalist Kendra Shank, guitarist John Stowell. They are performing tonight at Live at the Falcon in Marlboro, New York. Their website is liveatthefalcon.com. Again, good luck, you two.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Well, we're looking forward to playing tonight, and thank you so much for chatting with us today and letting your listeners know about what we do.
Of course.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl.
Yeah, you are most welcome.